Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. We had quite a week this week. We discovered that we had an informant, a person who was working for law enforcement, getting paid underneath the table to give out information about the people in Benton Harbor, Michigan. I tell you, it was one of the things that really, really, really got next to me. But we're living in this world. We're surrounded by informants. We're surrounded by people who would do things for money. We're surrounded by people who would do anything for a few dollars. It's unfortunate, but it's true. But we have to do what needs to be done. Stand on top of our program. We have so many people who's willing to take a few dollars from the man, from the person, and destroy a whole community. We have our elected officials who are being paid underneath the table to give out information that they don't really care about the people. Only in America do we find people, informants, who's working against the people inside the community. They will be freeing you in a minute to make themselves a few dollars. That's right. They will befriend you, befriend your neighbor, befriend the people across the street, befriend the people down the street, even though these people may be suffering. The only thing they care about, the only thing that they care about, is getting a few dollars. Change the way we do business. We're instituting a program called One Voice Now. And you should go to onevoicenow.org. We're basically saying, let the people vote. And that's important. I think every single person, regardless how you feel about the situation or the person, you should be out there exercising your voice. And it's important, whether you like it or not, to exercise your voice. If you don't go out and vote, you have no reason to complain. So do not complain. We have a history of complaining. That's what we do. We complain about stuff that don't mean anything to anybody. But we got to do what we need to do. You know, when we talk about One Voice Now, we're talking about a program where you can vote from your phone. All you need is a code. Everybody will have a code. And you call your vote in and vote. You can vote from your living room. You can vote from your living room couch. You can vote from the kitchen. You can vote from anywhere, even your automobile. You can even vote from work. This way you don't have to worry about the long lines. You don't have to worry about the long lines. You don't worry. Matter of fact, you don't even have to worry about voter fraud. You know, because everybody has their code. This is something that we need to get into. We need to kind of like refine it so that it can work for everybody. And it can. All we have to do is want. The key word is let the people vote. Let the people vote. That's what we want to do. Let the people vote. If we let them vote, then they have nothing to complain about. So let's get out here, things that need to be done, and stop. And here's another thing. It will stop all this spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to get people to vote for this certain paper, to badmouth this guy, to tell everybody how terrible this guy. We know he's a terrible person anyway, you know. You don't have to tell us. But the point is, we need to get out there and change the way we are voting today. We want to say, let the people vote. Give everybody an opportunity to vote, whether you like it or not. Every single person, that opportunity. And you can do it. You know, Dancing with the Stars. That's how they vote. They vote by phone. Some say, well, it can be controlled. I don't know anything about that. I think if we put it into a computer, it can be no worse than what's going on today. Look what happened in Florida. Oh, yeah, the election was stolen. We know that. Look what happened in Georgia. The Secretary of State was running for government, and he was still over the election. If that makes any sense to you, let me know. I do not see how that could happen here in America. But if the people accept it, that means it's all right. And this is what we do. We accept things that they do because nobody wants to stand up to them. We've been fighting and fighting and fighting, and we're going to have to continue to. My thing is let them vote. And if you have to vote from home, by phone, with your ID number, everybody going to have a specific ID number, get out there and vote. And here's the thing. Like, you can't vote twice. You can only vote once this way. So you would automatically be locked out with that code. So we need to make sure that we're doing the things that need to be done so people can get out and vote. My thing is that we can do this, but it's going to take the people. Take the power out of these politicians who's controlling everything with their dollars and everything. They're supplying, these ads, you know, spending millions and millions of dollars on ads and different things like that. Where did this come from? How did this be? How did this happen? The people allow it. The people allow it. But listen, I got to bring in my good friend, Rosie Ross, from beautiful California. And she's a former teacher who's attacked by students. And she's been off work for so long, and they've been keeping her off work, and they won't pay her. My good friend, Rosie Ross, are you there?
Yes, I am, and it is beautiful, sunny Southern California. The wind is not blowing. It's 74 degrees. It is so beautiful here. And thank you, Reverend Pinky. I hope everyone had a blessed Thanksgiving, and it's really a time that we all really thank God and think about what we're blessed about. So important.
Absolutely. And Rosie Ross, you know, a lot of times, you know, people don't see things just waking up in the morning as a blessing, but they don't realize that's a blessing.
That is a blessing. If you're above ground and breathing, it's a blessing. Especially
Absolutely.
Since last July, I broke both my elbows, severely broke both my elbows, and I was in a nursing home for 3 months and had surgery, and I am just so blessed to be alive. And I know
there has to be
something that God wants me to do to be a blessing to other people. And I'm going to use my mouth, and I'm going to tell about workers' comp, how it's delays, denials, and deaths. Anybody I know about, I'm going to talk about them. The schools, how bad they are, how they pay off horror doctors to write bogus reports so they can kill off teachers. It's just a crime what goes on. Is it okay to kill teachers, Governor Brown? Is it okay to kill teachers, Los Angeles Unified School District, with all their money, paying illegal students, giving them food and an education and a college education and all this health care, and giving them Wi-Fis in their home? I'm a little ticked off already, and I can't get paid right, and my case goes on for 18 years. It's disgusting.
Mm,
the election came, and this is a Democratic state, and all the bills, they changed the wording, all the people that ran out to vote here so they could have higher taxes. The roads still aren't done, and they've had all this money. The homeless are all over the streets. They don't care what they're doing. We got Kamala Harris, who was our attorney general, awful. She wouldn't help with injured workers. She wouldn't do anything for us, but she thinks she can run for president and say the most outrageous things on TV. It's wrong.
That seems to be the norm, Rozzy, that when people become president, they can just about say whatever they want. And so that's it. But anyway, let's talk about you and your case. Tell us what happened and how this all came about.
I was teaching school December 8th of 2000, and my student picked up the fire extinguisher and sprayed me in my face with the toxic chemicals. The school refused, the principal, Mrs. Charnas, refused to call the paramedics. I was gasping for air. My face was gray. My nose was swelling. My tongue, my mouth was swelling. My tongue was closing up. My whole mouth was closing. My students had the same problem, and they refused to do anything for them. It's free to call the paramedics here in California. If they take you to the hospital, then it costs. But we all have insurance from the school district. But they refused. They refused to clean up the room with hazmat to get the chemicals out of the rooms. So here we were sitting in the rooms, myself and my students, getting sick. I have lung damage documented. I have fibromyalgia and all the pain all the time. I'm exhausted all the time. I'm losing my teeth. Most of my beautiful, and I have beautiful teeth. I didn't have braces, nothing. I had the most gorgeous teeth are gone. I'm coughing all the time. And especially we had the fire here about 10 minutes away. I'm just really sick from that. So now, after 18 years, and my judge, is it right for a judge who's not a doctor to make a medical diagnosis and give all the paperwork to Dr. John Stahlberg, a doctor, a psychiatrist, who made this medical diagnosis since I was sprayed? He wrote a report for $16,770. He didn't even have the evidence for it, but he was paid for this report immediately by Los Angeles Unified School District. How awful. I didn't have a mental case. I was sprayed in my face. I had physical injuries. That from 2002, Los Angeles Unified School District gave me an act of violence, which means I had physical injury. How would you like it? I am white. You can hear I'm white. I'm a white person screwing me over. And also, a black teacher in Los Angeles, Charles Smith, was sprayed June of 2000. They didn't call the paramedics for him. They didn't clean up his room using hazmat to get the chemicals out, and Charles would die. I cannot say enough wonderful things about Charles and his wife, Dorothy. The most wonderful. They became family to me. By the grace of God, I got to meet Charles and his wife. They did nothing. They let him die. This is a school district that's trying to give an education to students, which in reality we all know that the Los Angeles Unified School District, one of the best in the country at one time, is one of the worst in the nation. Now, because where does all the money go? In the pockets of the board, in the pockets of the elected official, in the pockets of the insurance companies. Awesome. Mm. So now 18 years later, They stopped paying me from what the judge giving Dr. Stahlberg the medical diagnosis and lowering my medical rating with a psychiatric diagnosis. How can you have that if they just sprayed the toxic chemicals in my face? How could they do that, Reverend Pinkney?
Wow, that's something.
Right. I have all these physical injuries. The school's admitted it. And now, in order to get it lowered, they come up with this bogus psychiatric diagnosis that you have to have since you were a teenager, and you have to have medical records to prove it, which they don't. But who cares? And I'm one of millions of injured workers here in California and across the country that they do this to. Well, my case goes on because I keep fighting. And they want, and I have a new lawyer, the 11th, my really good lawyer that took my case to the California Supreme Court. He becomes a judge. I had three more awful attorneys. I now have this woman that just wants to sell me out. And she says, well, I don't know if they'll have this money. You know, once they offer it, they might not have this money. They're going to have money. They're feeding the illegal children and their families. They're giving them Wi-Fi. They're giving them all the health benefits. They're giving them school.
Hold on for a second. Are you saying that they're giving them free Wi-Fi? Why would they give them free Wi-Fi?
Well, those students that don't have Wi-Fi in their homes are now going to have free Wi-Fi.
Is that everybody in the city? Is that everybody?
All the students going to LAUSD that don't have Wi-Fi will now have free Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. So it's for everybody.
Yeah, it's for everybody, right. So three meals a day. I could, because I'm handicapped now from being sprayed, I could go over to a school that has a certain sign up and I could get some free meals myself. So they're giving them all free meals, free school, free college, free Wi-Fi, this Medi-Cal. They're giving them free health benefits. And a lot of us can't afford it. We can't afford the high prices of the apartments. We can't afford the high prices of my medicals. Especially older people living on a fixed income who've worked forever. And why are we giving these people all this free stuff when
Amen.
It's okay to kill me off?
I know exactly what you're saying, Rosie. Rob, listen, Rob. Let me say this. You got about 90 seconds. Tell us what you want people to know and how they can help you.
Well, I am writing a book. Because of my hands, I can't really type now, so with the computer. So hopefully I'll get it attached to my computer. Please email me, send me your stories. We want to get them out. My number is Rosie Press, P-R-E-S-S-818-631-0513, 0513, or my email address is rozywow@outlook.com. I do want to hear from you and every story together. As soon as I said something to my therapist who's working on my hands and my arms, she knew exactly. When I told her the bill, SB 899 from Arnold Schwarzenegger, she knew the bill. It's destroyed injured workers. So we need to hear from everybody out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rosie.
Oh, and please, I need their prayers. I need their prayers because they want to settle my case, and I want to settle my case for what's right already. I don't want to have to go another 18 years, and nothing ever happens.
Well, you know, the good news is that they're willing to settle. So you know that you know we're gonna keep praying for you, Rosie Ross, and we hope that things work out, and it will. It's just a matter of time. All we have to do is stay focused. That's the main thing that we have to do, Rosie Ross, and it's something that we can do. Rosie Ross, I gotta let you go, and always a privilege to have you on the show, and you know continue to listen, and we'll be there, and I'll be there for you. So take care of yourself, and and concentrate on how you gonna work this settlement out, and let's do it, okay?
Okay. Well, I sent the lawyer an email, a couple of emails, telling her I had it, and I don't want to hear from her anymore about the money. And I don't know why she's not fighting for me, because I had a great report where I had all these physical injuries that need to be taken care of, and she's not even fighting for those. And I want to know why.
We'll get a chance to talk more, but I'm out of time right now for you, but we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Blessings.
All right, Roger Rod. God bless you, love you, and have a good week. Now it's time to bring in my good friend, my girl from Slidell, Louisiana, my good friend, my girl, Belinda Brown. Belinda Brown,
Pastor Pickney!
How you doing,
Hello?
Girl? Yeah, I'm here.
I'm doing great, Pastor Pickney, enjoying the show here and listening to Roz We Rise. And I'm telling you, that's a real serious situation that she going through, Pastor Pickney, and she really do need our prayers, especially when you're dealing with lawyers and the court, the judicial system, because you already don't, nobody know better than you how corrupt these people are.
Girl, are you telling me? I tell you, and they corrupt other people. You know, one of the things that we discovered, well, I discovered in 2012 that we had an informant in our group, and on Tuesday, one of the guys came from out of nowhere and gave me some information that rocked my world, you know, because sometimes, you know, you look at people. I kind of knew, though, all along, but I didn't, you know, as long as they was targeting me, I was good because I could handle them. But other people can't handle these people, and that's what they have done. Now, it's the community now that's in jeopardy right now. So, you know, we got to keep moving, though, Belinda Brown. Like I told everybody else, you know, we got to stay focused on the big issues, you know, and stay focused on unity. And that you always going to have people to infiltrate whatever you're trying to do. So just be aware of them and don't let them stop you from doing what you need to do. Just, you know, and if you know that way, you kind of like separate yourself. Don't give them any information that they could take back. Or if you do, give them some false information so they can run back and tell that and look like a fool.
I know that's right, you know, because of the fact that, you know, that with you, like you said, you can handle when they target you because, you know, you squeaky clean. That's the same way I feel, Pastor Pickney. You know, they're going to have to make up something on you anyway. And it's, you know, but the thing about it is some people can't handle it because of the fact that, you know, they put too much trust, you know, an emphasis on these people. And my thing is that you got to know for yourself who you dealing with. And when you dealing with the court system, when you dealing with the criminal justice system, you can't trust none of them people. The lawyer, the judge, the sheriff, the district attorney, the prosecuting attorney, the public defender, you can't trust none of them.
Absolutely.
Because all of them are known to be in cahoots.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're right there, too. You're right there because that is the holy truth right there. But, you know, here's the thing in reference to something like that. See, they can convince people that even though they're doing evil, wicked things, that they're doing the right thing because they use the media to cover up what they're doing out here to the people. You know, we have so many people that has been sent to prison and knowing that they have no business in prison, but people are silent because the people are so intimidated by these folks. When I use the word intimidation, that they do everything. Just like when they came looking for me, they sent a SWAT team for a recall petition.
Wow.
That don't make no sense, Belinda Brown. That don't make no sense at all. But it makes sense to them because now what they have done is they intimidated the whole community. See, people are
right.
They wouldn't let look, they wouldn't let people come out of their house. If you was living on my block at that time, you couldn't come out of my house, Belinda. They are out of your house. You couldn't go in your house. That's another thing.
Mm. That's they hold demise is the intimidation to put the fear in the people so that they won't stand up and support what's right or stand for what's right or support the people that's doing the right thing like you, Pastor Pinckney. It's once people get afraid, they go run and hide. And that's what, you know, that is a whole, you know, strategy or their whole scheme is to put the fear in the people. And my thing is that when people get afraid, you already know what happened, Pastor Pinckney. They scatter like roaches.
Oh, yeah. They would run and hide under a treatment. They'll even hide under a police car if it's necessary.
Well, you know, and that's what we dealing with because, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I know you're having a great show and everything, and my heart really goes out to Roz and my prayers and everything because, you know, she talked about all the lawyers and stuff that then kicked her up under the bus and the judge and all of these people that, you know, that have corrupted her case. Which, you know, is really sad because they're making her a victim all over again. You know, she was already a victim that was abused. Now she got to become a victim to the system, you know, and so forth and so on. You know, it seems as though it never go away. But one thing I know for sure, Pastor Pinckney, when you say that, it's all about us sticking together. It's all about us being able to have this conversation that we're having right now to expose these people. You know, the whole world need to know, you know, and I'm happy to hear that she's writing a book about her story and want to get the stories of other victims and, you know, so that people that have been a victim, you know, of the system could be able to have the opportunity to tell their stories. And that's so important because that's how they get exposed. And that's what I appreciate so much about you because you have not been silent.
Amen.
You've been sounding the alarm, I mean, so loud and so powerful until the whole world is shaking and getting shook up, Pastor Pinckney. I mean, they talking about you across the country. Your name is ringing like a bell.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, indeed. And that's what it's all about, you know, that, you know, you was not intimidated by them. You did not allow them to put the fear and the chokehold on you, and you just kept on moving, Pastor Pinckney. And that have inspired me so to do the work that I'm doing down here in Louisiana. That, you know, when it comes to exposing them and standing up for what's right and fighting on behalf of the people that cannot, you know, fight for themselves and cannot be a voice for themselves and speaking for them, you know, to these powers, the truth to the powers that be, you know, and it's the system. You know, a lot of people say, well, who is the powers that be? It's the system. It's the system. It's the governmental system. All the people that's behind, you know, sitting up on these benches with these robes on, you know, which should be white sheets. But, you know, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, Belinda. And Kelly, tell us about your run for office that you just had.
Pastor Pinckney, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share that because, you know, I really wanted to take the time out to educate my people on, you know, running for office and how powerful the vote is. You know, and why a lot of people feel as though they vote don't count. And, you know, and how we are, you know, working to change, you know, the world in regards to the one voice now. You know, I feel like that one voice now is so very, very necessary for what we're dealing with in our country. You know, we got to be able to take a shift and turn this system around so that the voices of the people cannot be denied. And that's the way we got to refuse to be denied. And there's so much technology out here, so much advancement in our technology, that we can't just step back and let, you know, things, you know, go on as usual. We got to come in, you know, and turn the wheel, you know, go against the current, you know, do something that is going to give us the opportunity to have our voices heard. So, you know, this is what the people need to know, Pastor Pinckney, and just give me about at least 2 minutes, because people need to know.
Let's give it to him, because, hey, you can have as much time as you want, Belinda Brown.
Well, you know, I ran for school board, okay? And the school board system has 15 people as representatives on the school board, okay? And all of those 15 representatives have the power to control almost a $500 million budget. And the superintendent is supposed to answer to the school board. The superintendent get paid almost $380,000 a year, you know, and $19,000 in car loans and, you know, just, you know, the other additives, accessories, and stuff like that. So pretty close to $400,000 a year he's getting. Instead of the superintendent, okay, being the one that is controlled by the board is supposed to be able to hire and fire the superintendent. The board is supposed to hold the superintendent accountable. The board is supposed to make sure that the superintendent is carrying out all of his, you know, all of the duties and responsibilities of activating whatever policies that have been set by the school board. Instead, now this is what the people need to know. Instead, the board is a bunch of bobbleheads. The superintendent is the one that's controlling the board. The superintendent got it set up where the board have to give him a raise every year when the teacher's been waiting almost 8 years before they get a raise. And some of them longer than that. It's backwards, Pastor Pinckney, and this is why people need to know that if you don't challenge these people and run for office or else cast your vote, then this is what we get. We get a board that is a bunch of bobbleheads, and when the superintendent say jump, they say ha-ha because of the fact that he's in all of their pockets. Now, let me tell you that here in Louisiana, it's not about qualifications. It's all about connection. It's about who you connected to, who you know, what you, you know, who was your dead folks. Your ancestors, who you know, connected with, your neighbors and all that kind of stuff. It's all about this superintendent, homegrown, and because he know everybody, he is running our school system in the worst form of the way that it can be ran, because this man controls almost a $500 million budget, and he's using that money like it's his money. Okay? And our children are suffering. The children are so marginalized until they put the money at the schools that they want the money at. Okay? Now listen to me. Most of the kids there don't look like us. All right? Then
okay.
they turn around and they give all their family members the construction contracts. If you need a new roof on your school, if you need a new addition to your school, you know, who's going to get that $17 million contract to build a new school? You know, it's all about the connections. And the board votes yay on everything. This is what they had a nerve to say. That we all stick together on this board, and we're all going to vote the same way, however the superintendent tells us to.
Mm.
And that's a problem. This is the reason why we sit back. We can't complain, Pastor Pinckney, because we let these type of people get in office, and then all of a sudden we were wondering why and crying about, they can't do that, that ain't right, look what they doing. It's too late. They can do whatever they want to do. Because we let
these people sit in office for decades.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. These are the people that didn't get out and vote no way.
Right. Them the ones that mm-hmm. want to complain that didn't get out and vote. Did not even try to, you know, get their stuff, get their affairs and stuff in order so that they can run for office or stand for something. They're the ones that's sitting back waiting on everybody else to do something, but then when they see somebody else doing something, they don't even want to get out and support those people. So in my campaign, I knew I was going up an uphill battle. I knew that it was going to be a challenge for me because in my district, they have drawn the line. It's called gerrymandering. They have drawn the line so that they can keep the same person in office for however long they want to. And the person that's been in office in my district have been in office for over 20 years, okay? And they got the lines drawn so that even my child go down the street to a school two blocks from me that my child go to, the parents at that school that live, that their kids go to that school two blocks from me that's in my district cannot vote for me.
Mm.
That's how serious it is. And that
wow.
is almost unheard of, but it's all by design, mm-hmm. Pastor Pinckney.
Amazing.
It's
wow.
all by design. And this is the invisible, I call it the invisible, you know, stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we have to educate our people about because we like, well, I went to the polls to vote and I didn't see your name on the ballot because they got the lines drawn so that you can't even vote for me and you live in my district.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's you know what that is really really truly amazing. Nobody would ever think on that level because you live two blocks from the school and yet they can't and your children go to that school and yet they can't vote for you in there because you're in the wrong district.
Right, and that is all by design, but they don't want nobody to know that, Pastor Pinckney. They don't want the people to know that although, you know, you have to send your child to the school that's in, you know, the address, okay, you have to have the address that qualify your
mm-hmm.
child to go to that school in that district, okay? So
uh-huh.
if your address is in this district, then your child get to go to that school.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to running for school board, listen to me,
mm-hmm.
as to represent your district, the people that live in your district and go to the school in your district cannot vote for you.
Wow. That is amazing. Wow, that is something that needs to be looked into a little bit closer because that also should tell the people in the community that there's a problem here. You see, if that's a problem, they need to do something about it, and they need to do it fast.
That's serious. That's a serious problem, Pastor Pinckney, because I'm telling you the whole truth, that this is how we get hoodwinked or bamboozled is because we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. And the only way that I found this out is that I had to put my name in the hat and run for office as a school board representative in my district to find out how serious these people are, you know, have already schemed and connived to keep things the way they are. Okay?
Wow.
It's not going to – they have – and when you see the same person getting in office over and over again, okay, it's because it's by design. They got it set up that way. And even when you remember when we were in Benton Harbor, we used to talk about, you know, how they do the jury selection. They're supposed to go by the zip code.
Absolutely.
But every time we look around, we got the same old people setting up there. They already have it set. Same old people every time for every case, every trial. Same people, but they're supposed to be doing a jury pool and going out and selecting people from certain zip codes to represent so you can be tried by a jury of your peers. But when you get in the courtroom, you got all white jury.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So these are the type of things that are going on behind the scenes. That unless you are a, you know, they call it at the courthouse that you have to be a representative for like the jury board or something like that. It's like a committee that you know you get appointed to by the chief judge of the courthouse. They'll commit you. They'll appoint you to the jury board or something like that where you get in there on that committee, and unless we get involved with those type of things, Pastor Pinckney, and get on those committees and stuff, just like we got the Criminal Justice Committee that the governor, you know, he appoint people to be on that committee. We got a whole list of committees and stuff like the hospital board, you know, we need to get on those type of committees and stuff, because unless we are at the table and these people are making decisions on our behalf, we will never see this kind of stuff going on behind the scenes. We will never know.
Hey, I agree.
Here I am thinking that the school that my children go to that's two blocks from my house, I'm thinking that these parents at that school, I'm campaigning at the school that my kids go to. You know, I'm passing out, you know, flyers and telling people I'm running for office. And come to find out those people can't even vote for me.
Mm-hmm. You said the magic word, can't vote for you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is the kind of stuff that's going on and that I want the people to know, Pastor Pinckney, so that we can get a little bit more fired up and start looking at, you know, how we are being treated and then the seriousness of why we need to get the One Voice Now campaign off the ground and let that start moving and shaking across the country. The One Voice Now campaign, you know, go to the website. You know, you can Google One Voice Now. It'll pop up on your search engine. Just look for Dave Frank. And, you know, it's so important, Pastor Pinckney, because we as a people, we can no longer just sit back and tolerate the type of things that we know about. See, everybody know about what's going on. But, you know, we can talk about it. We can know about it. But until we do something about it, nothing is going to change.
That's right. You said it.
And that's what I think the One Voice Now is doing. It's going to create our own avenue, our own opportunity to hear our voices heard. You know, we're going to do something different, okay, that is probably going to totally catch them off guard. But the key thing is to do something. We got to do something.
That's right. Amen.
To let them know that we're serious about how this is affecting us and the future of the generation of our children.
Yeah. I agree with you. Absolutely. And then we got the shore. So you know how that goes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the most important thing that, you know, we stay focused and do what we need to do. And we're going to continue to talk about One Voice now and make sure, because I'm going to bring Dave Frank on so he can talk about it a little bit also. So
okay.
Let's in your final words, tell us something that you want us to know. Tell us something you want us to do to help you.
Well, Pastor Pinckney, what I'm looking forward to is you coming down here in March, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that Louisiana is key to what's
mm-hmm.
happening across the country, especially when we're looking at the corruption and the sickness that's going on in our criminal justice system. And, you know, we have been movers and shakers down here. You know, we just got a law that had been on the books for decades here in Louisiana where they call it the 10-2. You can be tried and convicted with a jury of 10 peers. And, you know, that is not our constitutional. You know, the constitutional law is that you have to have a unanimous jury, a panel
That's
of 12,
right.
And they had been getting away down here with that for decades, and that's the reason why, you know, Louisiana has been known as the highest incarceration place in the world, because it's only two states in the world, in the country, that does that, and Louisiana was number one and notorious for in prison on the 10-2 verdict. So that is no longer here in Louisiana. You know, thanks to the support and the prayers and all the people that got out, you know, John Legend that rallied with us to get that law off the books in Louisiana, and that was a victory in the last midterms election where we got 63% of the people said no, you know, to no longer having that 10-2, you know, in our law for Louisiana. So
wow, that you know, that's a major victory.
A major victory. So with that said, Pastor Pinckney, what I would like to see happen is that, you know, we continue to rally, you know, with Louisiana to change the world, so that we can get a lot of our loved ones that have been wrongly convicted, that have been that their lives and stuff have been destroyed. You know, I think about Mr. Victor and many, many others that have been, you know, jacked up and railroaded through this corrupt criminal justice system here in the state of Louisiana. And I know that we're on the brink of some major, major changes here, and I would like for everyone to be a part of that in supporting that we continue to move forward with getting these Jim Crow laws off the books.
Amen. All right, Belinda Brown, really, really appreciate you. And I'm planning on coming down there. We're gonna look. What they say, well, there's smoke, there's fire. So let's bring on the smoke and the fire. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what we want.
All right. Listen, I got to bring in Dave Frank so he can finalize this and talk a little bit about One Voice now. And but we all gonna get together so we can figure out a way how to push this and how to make this thing happen.
Well, Pastor Pinckney, I want to say this. One of the things that I would like to be able to do is do a commercial and talk about it, you know, have, you know, some type of advertising or publicity, you know, moving forward where we can, you know, just start getting the word out, you know, on the social media and letting people to know to go and click on that website, because Dave have an excellent video, you know, explaining, you know, what it's all about and how to start up the campaign and everything. So we just want to get that, you know, get that moving and get more people aware of that so that word can start, you know, spreading.
Very man, way to go. All right, then, well, let's do it. You know, my goal is that, you know, if anything that's a good idea, I'm for it 100%. So, Belinda, thank you so much. I, you know, let the family know how much I love them. And, you know, let's do this. Let's talk sometime during the week when you get a chance.
Okay, yeah, we need to talk. Okay, now, thank you, Pastor Pinckney. We love you, too, now. Tell everybody we say hello, you and Dorothy. Bye-bye.
All right, will do. Take care. And that's my good friend, Belinda Brown. From Slidell, Louisiana, a strong fighter, a warrior, a true soldier, a true warrior, someone who I love and have nothing but respect for. And I'm going to bring in my good friend Dave Frank. And you people out there, you know, you have given me a few comments about what y'all think about the One Voice Now. We had a couple of people who say that it won't work, but I believe it will work. You know, it would be, anything would be better than the system we have today. And One Voice Now is going to happen with or without you. So if you want to get on board, come on board. If you are an informant, whatever it is, you're working for the government, you're working for law enforcement, and want to do things behind our back, come on board. We're going for the numbers. That's what we're going for. You know, bring whatever you got with you. And all your baggage, because if you're not with us, we're just going to roll right over you. You know, on that note, let me bring in my good friend, my guy, David Frank. David Frank, are you there?
Hey, Reverend Pinckney, good to be with you.
Hey, it's always good to have you on the show, Dave, because I tell you, you got something that's hot. You know, well, we got something that's hot, and it's burning, burning, burning. And I think it's important that we tell the folks. I think we got to reach out to them, because now they begin to see what we're talking about. I have heard, I had a lot of people to talk about it, call me and talk about it now, and good and bad. So, you know, we got to have the bad too. We got to, so that way we can figure out a way, if we have a couple of niches in it, we'll figure out a way to fix it. But I tell you this, tell us about One Voice Now. Tell us how it works. It's because the people, if you heard it last week, and a couple of y'all emailed me, a couple of y'all said a few things that y'all didn't quite understand, but David Frank can explain it. Tell us about it, David Frank. Tell us about it right now.
Yeah, One Voice Now is about bringing our Constitution into the 21st century. You know, back in the 1700s, they didn't have this communication technology that we have today. It's nothing short of miraculous. And the goal of the founders was to have the direction of America decided by we the people. Well, I'm 70 years old. I've never been asked my opinion, so I don't know who's supposed to be representing me. I think we're all waking up to the fact that we have no voice and we have no representation. And there's really no reason why One Voice Now shouldn't work, because right now, you know, we have the Travel Channel and the Food Channel and the Sports Channel. We have all these different channels, but we don't have the most important channel. And the most important channel is the Local Issues TV, Radio, and Internet channel. This is the channel that the people will use to get busy fixing the education system, fixing the environment, fixing healthcare, whatever it is. Right now, what you'll be able to do over your local public broadcasting station, it's the station that you, the people, own. And it's being used the wrong way for a reason, because they don't want public broadcasting to actually broadcast the public. But what we're going to do is stand up like Martin Luther King did and say, hey, we want a voice and we have a plan. And the plan is to give everybody one voice now. All we're doing is we're demanding that we change the format of our local public broadcasting station, the station that we the people own. It's the only non-commercial broadcasting station in America. We want to change the format from antique roadshow and cartoons and 60s music to allowing you the people to come up with ideas, present them right to the community to fix the issues in your community that the politicians have proven that they can't fix. And don't forget, like Reverend Pinckney says, hey, we're voting on American Idol. We're voting on Dancing with the Stars. We vote on CNN, Fox. We even get to vote for the next country western song to be played. There's no reason why when we present these ideas to the community, if you see an issue that you care about, all you'll do is vote with any touchtone phone. You'll call a local number. It'll go into a community database. It will have your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you'd like to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count your vote, block you out from voting more than once, and we can now have decisions the way our founders wanted them to be made back in the 1700s, of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's really it, Reverend Pinckney. It's not difficult. All we've got to do is want it. Obviously,
absolutely,
the politicians
hey,
don't want it.
Let me ask you something. One of the guys had emailed me, and he told me that if you vote by phone, you can vote at many times, you know, if, even if you use different phones. And I explained to him that you go by a PIN number, and you only get one PIN number. Tell us more about that, because that's where they was going, and that's what this guy was trying to tell me, that you'd be able to vote several times if you did it by phone. He said because on Dancing with the Stars, you can vote 4 or 5 times, but I told them that you only can use one PIN number, and you will have a PIN number when you vote in this system. But Dave, you tell him, because he may not want to hear when I say it, but he might listen to you. And he's listening right now. He's listening. And he wants to know how we're going to work this out with people calling in 2-3 times.
Yeah. Think of your credit card. When you try and use your credit card and there's no more credit left on it, the computer prevents you from being able to use it. After you will set up the computer system, the local computer that will have your ID number and PIN number will have it set up where after you voted for, say, issue number 007, you try and call back and vote on 007 with your ID number and PIN number, it will block you out. We have the technology today to do anything that we want to do. And it's all here. It's all here. It's not a problem. The technology is already being used, but we have to use it to make sure that each person gets one and only one vote. The technology is here. There's really no reason why we can't do it.
And here's what I said also. I said that it would be virtually impossible for you to vote twice with the same PIN number because it would automatically lock you out. But he said, well, what if I went to another? What if I had 3 cell phones?
He can go to 100 phones, but he only gets one PIN number. So
actually,
if 10 people want to use your phone, that's fine, but they each have to have their own personal identification number. A PIN number and an ID number, it's like a first name and a last name. That's what it is. And the two of them have to go together. Corporations are using them all the time. If you try and call your cell phone company or your bank or your credit card company, what do they want? Well, they want your ID number and they want your PIN number. That lets you into the system. Now you're in the system. Now you're saying, okay, I want to vote on 007, issue number 007. Push 1 for yes, 2 for no. Try and do it again. Well, you've already voted. You can't do that again. It's really that simple. There's nothing to it.
And Dave, the way I explained it to him, I told him that it would be virtually impossible for you to vote twice on the same issue. You can't do it. You can't vote for the same person twice. I said, there's no way it can be done this way. And then he hit me with the Dancing with the Stars, you can vote several times. I said, that's the way they have it set up. But our idea is that we use the telephone to vote, but once you vote once on an issue, it automatically locks you out. You cannot vote again on that issue, no matter what.
That's right. But see, the difference is, one of the differences is on Voting with the Stars, they're receiving calls from all over the country and all around the world. But what you're going to have is a community computer that will only have ID numbers from people that live in your community. So it's all focus right in your community, and each community will do exactly the same thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And to me, that makes a lot of sense. I hope my listeners, I hope those of you who are out there who wanted to know more information about it, that this is it. I'm going to try to give you something every week so that way you will know exactly what we're talking about. Because if you have any questions that you need us to answer, please don't hesitate, because this was an opportunity for you to ask me questions. If you send me an email with a question on it, we will be able to answer it the very next week for you. That's a promise. If you send me an email while we're on
also,
the show right now.
Also, Reverend Pinckney, if they go to the website, onevoicenow.org, onevoicenow.org, there's a contact page there. And if they have any questions, they can submit them, and we will get in touch with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call. And you are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. But unfortunately, Dave, we have just ran out of time. Next week, same time, same station, onevoicenow.org. onevoicenow.org. Go to onevoicenow.org and learn for yourself. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call Dave Frank or email him, or you can call me at 269-925-0001. Thank you for listening, but we have just ran out of time. Same time,